the only way you'll move forward is if you do invest in yourself and you do figure out how can you make it happen versus I can't make it happen.
Welcome to the Live Well, Be Bold podcast, a podcast on personal growth and self-expression. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I'm here to empower you to make bold moves in order to live a meaningful, fulfilled, purpose-driven life. In each podcast episode, I'll share courageous stories, plus give insight on how to live well and be bold so you can become better than you were yesterday.
Welcome to another episode of Live Well, Be Bold. I'm your host, Carla Gregg, and I am a personal brand strategist, brand story coach, and student of life. I believe we should constantly be learning and become better than we were yesterday, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. This podcast is all about living well in those areas of life, and also taking risks and being bold. And so in this episode, I want to share a personal story of a breakthrough I had a week ago. It was all about investing in myself, but mostly believing in myself and realizing I had lived almost my entire life not believing in myself. And that might come to a surprise for many of you who listen to this podcast, follow me on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube or wherever you found me, and seeing that I am a risk taker. I step out of my comfort zone. I started a business. I've worked in a very risky industry, which is Hollywood. Not everyone makes it. Not everyone tries. And so I've definitely taken risks in my life. And so last week, I decided to attend a training to become an NLP certified practitioner. So what is NLP? Well, NLP stands for neuro-linguistic programming, but in very short terms, it is modeled from what successful people do. And it basically is to unprogram your unconscious mind and really study excellence and emotional and mental mastery, which I am totally in for, because I'm all about understanding how to be more emotionally intelligent. And this was like my jam being at this training. So last year I wanted to be certified as a practitioner so I can be a better coach and really become a better communicator. You know, even though I do podcasts and YouTube and I'm a coach, I still want to improve. And this is what this entire podcast is about, is improving yourself and being bold. And being bold is taking that chance on yourself. And so I wanted to just become better. And I thought that going into this training, I was just going to go for the 4 days that I signed up for. It was 4 days, 12-hour days, so 48 hours total. It was intense, very emotionally draining. We did a lot of activities that required digging deep into our hearts and our minds and letting go of limiting beliefs that were holding us back. And so limiting beliefs are negative thoughts that have been programmed from when we were kids, I mean, or just growing up and picking up on things that cause us to believe something specific about what we can or can't do professionally or personally. And when I had to write a list of my limiting beliefs the first day, it was kind of hard. I realized I had broken a lot of those limiting beliefs. One of them was definitely about my faith, feeling that I wasn't worthy enough of God's love. That being said, not worthy of someone to love me in terms of a good man. And in the last, before 5 months, I found someone who I love, and it's been about 4 months. But prior to that, I had been really working on myself, trying to break those limiting beliefs, trying to become better, trying to be the best version of myself for the first like years in my 20s. I'm 29, and it was the first partner, first boyfriend that I have. And it took me a while to get there, but I needed to work on myself and I needed to break limiting beliefs. But that's a different conversation. So a lot of my personal limiting beliefs had been broken, or so I thought. But I had a breakthrough one of the days, and oh my God, it's not easy. I know being vulnerable isn't everyone's cup of tea. But for those who want to really dig deep into their minds and, you know, asking themselves the hard questions, it does take an effort. It does take courage. And I've mentioned that in prior episodes that being bold and being courageous isn't just about jumping out of a plane. I always use that example because it's the most extreme one, but it really is about being vulnerable and, like I said, asking yourself the hard question. So during the training, I'm going to just kind of share what happened because a lot of you guys have asked me questions about NLP. If you've been following me on my Instagram, I shared about it earlier there. But at this training, we were taught a few things. We were taught how to let go of limiting beliefs, break bad habits, and reframe our way of thinking. And one of the first assignments that we had was learning to forgive someone that had hurt us. And I'm actually going to talk about this in another episode, so stay tuned for that. It's called Ho'oponopono and what does that mean and what we had to go through. But that was the first emotional session when we had to meditate and let go of hurt. A lot of other stuff, you know, I was reminded a lot of things that I still had to work on, which was not easy. You know, coming into this training thinking I was just going to attend to become a better coach and learn more techniques so I could better communicate with my clients, and realizing in order to help other people, I really had to help myself first was a huge reality check, especially for someone who believes in personal development and constantly is working on her personal growth, to realize that I still had things, obstacles I had to face was not easy. It was very emotional. The rest of the days, you know, we learned something, a technique on how to get rid of bad habits. And I want to share this with you guys. It was so cool. I am a nail biter. I know that's a disgusting habit, but I'm a nail biter. And it's been 9 days since I've put my nails into my mouth and bit them because we learned a technique to remove these bad habits. And now I can help other people remove these type of habits. Obviously as a personal brand strategist, I'm not going to help people, you know, stop biting their nails, but I could use the techniques that I learned to help people remove limiting beliefs, remove bad habits that are stopping them from excelling in their brand and their business and their career and in life. And so it was really empowering to learn these techniques and be able to help other people, because during the training, you know, I had a partner who was helping me so she can practice the techniques we learned, and I was helping her or him, whoever I got partnered with. We were all socially distanced. We tried our best to really protect our health and protect others. It was in San Diego, a training, 4 days. Anyways, a lot of bad habits were broken. A lot of limiting beliefs were let go. But the one that I realized was stopping me from succeeding was the limiting belief of money and the guilt towards money. Not only the guilt towards money, but the guilt if I invest in myself, I am selfish. I'm not thinking straight. And mostly that if I invest in myself, how will I pay it back if I can't do A, B, or C? And when I reframed my way of thinking and I thought, I want to do this. I loved being at this training, this NLP training. It was literally life-changing. When I say life-changing, it just shook me out of my core. And I knew that I needed to share these techniques with other people. I knew that I was meant for this. In applying it into my current business. And so I signed up to be an NLP master practitioner, and I'm going to go through that training in July, which I'm super excited about. But I'll share more about that later. However, in order to invest in myself, I had to go through something that was difficult. And it was a memory that I had when I was younger of my mom trying to support me in my dreams. We went to these acting auditions, and I had always wanted to be like a TV host. Now I have a podcast, so I'm living my dream, but I always wanted to be in front of the camera and, you know, just use my voice to share stories and connect with people. And I thought the next step would be to take acting classes. I was super shy growing up, so I wanted something to step me out of my comfort zone. But when we got to these classes, they were about $4,000. And my mom, seeing how much I wanted to do this, she said, let me charge it on my credit card. And I said, no, we can't do that, mom. I don't want you to get in debt. But what I realized then was the reason I freaked out mostly was not because my mom was going to get in debt, but because when she asked me the question, is this what you really want to do? Are you going to try your best? Do you think that you'll continue to do this? Part of me said, yes, heck yeah. I mean, if I go to these classes and I become good and I could be a child actress and then I could move to Hollywood and get commercials, like, yes. I was 14 at the time. But part of me also said, well, what if I don't succeed in this? What if I make my mom spend money and I don't even try? If I get too scared, if I get shy, I can't take that risk. So I told her, no, mom, I don't want it that bad, which was such a lie. And after the training, you know, they upsell us because it's like a weird, I know that this happens. I wanted to be a master practitioner. You know, I know that it was more money, but I just went for the beginner's training just to kind of dip my toes in. But when I left the 4 days of training and I realized how much I loved it and my intuition was telling me to go for it, I wanted to do it, but I was so scared. However, I decided to go ask how much everything was going to be. And as I'm waiting at the counter and the girl's breaking down the payment plans, I just start bawling. Mind you guys, I'm pretty vulnerable. I do cry, but I also know how to contain my emotions. I'm pretty emotionally intelligent and I know when is the right time to speak up, when to hold back, when to avoid certain conversations that are going to make me cry. But during this time, I was not able to hold it in and I literally started bawling my eyes out. And she was like, are you okay? And I said, I just had a memory. It just flashed back. And, you know, I remember my mom telling me that, you know, she would get in debt or like she would use her credit card and I didn't want her to. And she's like, okay, you need to work on this. There's still a few trainings that we're going to go through that are going to really help you believe in yourself and figure this out. We don't want to put any pressure on you. You need to think it through. Let's talk later. I said, okay. But I could not stop crying. So it was one of the assignments that we had. It was the one that was actually going to help me break the bad habit of eating my nails. And I was trying to help my, we were doing a different one. So I won't get into that. But we were doing another assignment. That's the point. And I was the practitioner. I was going to be the one helping my client. And I could not keep it together. And this is just a practice client, by the way. It wasn't like my real client. But I started crying. So I had to step away, leave the training room that we were in, walk away, and just allow myself to cry. After I cried, I called my mom and I kind of told her what had happened. And she said, like, Mija, I believe in you. If this is what you want to do, you need to do it. Don't feel guilty about money. You got this. Invest in yourself. Do it. You'll find a way. You always find a way. We'll figure it out. Let me help you, which at that point I knew my mom didn't need to help me. I'm an adult. I'm independent. I got this. But she's always just been there to support me. She's my biggest cheerleader. And, you know, I hung up the phone with her, got it together, went inside their room. A few hours later after the training, I signed up to become an NLP master practitioner. I have to go through the training and everything. But by the end of 2020, I am going to be a badass coach, which I already am, but one with way more skills than I ever imagined I could gain, with a mindset that completely is 180. I went from asking myself, I went from saying I can't do this to how can I do it? How can I find the money? How can I figure it out? How can I show up to my current clients, to potential clients, to my audience and say, I have the skills. I've always had the skills. And now I have even better skills that are going to help you achieve and break through. And it was just so powerful because during this training, I had been, you know, on calls with potential clients prior. I had been working with my current clients, and a day after, I get a call from someone and they said, "We'd love to work with you." And it was someone who is a really high paying client that is going to allow me to keep doing what I want to do. I love working with them already. And it was crazy to see that with the power of yes and the power of believing in myself and investing in myself, opportunities would come. Because when you lead with impact versus income, you're always going to win. And I went into it saying, no, this is my time. I don't want to ever think again, what if? Because that memory that made me cry that I could not take these acting classes as a kid, that always followed me. Like, well, I want to invest in myself, but how can I do it? How can I pay for it? Well, what if I don't even make it and I'm stuck with this debt? Like, what if? I was so into the future that instead of thinking about my big picture vision, I got so stuck in the now that I didn't even want to imagine a vision for my future, because I'm like, well, what if I tell people about my vision, or what if I invest into my vision and I can't make it happen, which is so baloney. So, that being said, you know, it is so powerful to really reframe your mindset. And I know you hear that all the time. It's all about mindset, but it truly is. And like, I lived it. I experienced it. It was an out of body experience. The fact that I went from crying to I can't afford this, I don't know how I'm going to afford it, I can't do it, to holy crap, I can afford it, I have the money, how did this happen, what a blessing, oh my God. And I believe in God, that's my higher power. So I know that it was him saying, you chose the right path, you followed your God-given intuition that I gave you, and you're going to make it happen. So if you're out there contemplating about something you want to do, instead of asking yourself, I can't do it, when will I do it? Because I can't do it now. Ask yourself, how can I make it happen now? And when it comes to vision, you know, I kind of touched the surface on that. Sometimes people get stuck so in the future, like they think about the future, the what ifs, that they are so scared because it's such a big picture thing. They're like, oh my God, I want to be a writer, but when am I going to become a writer? How am I going to do it? Ah, I can't do it. Stop. Right? Versus like, okay, I'm super talented now. I have these skills. How can I share my writing? Oh, I could post 3 posts on Instagram and show people that I'm a really good writer by writing poems on my feed. Great. What's the next step? I should start writing for my book and collect all my poems. Great. What's the next step? And little by little. But there's all of these, there's this group of doers, and then there's a group of people who are dreamers but don't do anything and just talk and talk and talk. And even though I had been a risk taker for most of my life, there was definitely limiting beliefs about money that were holding me back from investing in myself so I could become better than I was yesterday. And right after all this training, you know, I shared things online, I opened up to you guys, and I got so many inquiries of people wanting to work one-on-one with me as a coach. And it was incredible to already help them. You know, a lot of the times people will apply to coach with me, they don't feel like making the commitment because it is a larger investment. And I understand. But at the same time, the only way you'll move forward is if you do invest in yourself and you do figure out how can you make it happen versus I can't make it happen. There's always a way. And, you know, as a coach, I've heard a lot of people selling me things and saying like, well, you know, do you believe in yourself? You got to invest in yourself. And I'm like, oh, no. There's also being, you know, financially smart and knowing what to invest in and what not to invest in. And for me, this NLP training was something I've always wanted to do, something that has already completely changed my life, something that is already helping me change the people, help the people, not change. You can't change people, but like, it's helping me help others around me because they've already seen the positive change in a week. And that's just like a huge testimony to the power of investing in yourself and the power of believing in yourself. Because up until last week, I thought I believed in myself. But as I was crying, because instead of asking myself how, I was telling myself, you can't, you can't, you can't. You can't afford this. You can't do it. You won't be able to find clients. How will you pay this? You can't. And it was the most saddest thing. I look at that and it's quite disappointing that in that moment when I had that breakdown, I mean, I had to go through it. I'm celebrating that obstacle and that breakdown, because as soon as I had that breakdown, I had a breakthrough. And I realized that I do have the strength and the capability to do anything that I want to. So I wish that for everyone. I wish for anyone to have the type of breakthrough that I had. So anyways, I'm going to end this episode with kind of a promotion with my brand. I don't think I've ever done this in Live Well, Be Bold, but as you guys know, I'm a personal brand strategist, a brand story coach, and a student of life. And I'm here to help you guys. So if you want to work with me one-on-one as your coach, you're trying to build a personal brand, you're trying to change your career, maybe start a side hustle, there's a passion inside of you that is screaming to be shared to the world. You want to build an impact. And of course, you want income along the way. But you're a person who's purpose-driven, who has a message they want to share, and wants to build that brand. If that is you, but there's something holding you back and you want to work with me, I'm here to help you. I'm here to make it easier for you as a coach. I've went through it these last few years that I've built my personal brand. I've learned what to do and what not to do, and not because of a coach, but because I've had to go through it. So now I have the blueprint to make you successful versus having to go through all the obstacles. So it's kind of an easier path for you because I've gone through it. So if there's someone listening to this and you're dealing with a limiting belief that is holding you back, you have a certain bad habit, or there's just you're in a negative place right now and you need to reframe your thinking, I'm here to help you. I do offer one-on-ones with just a one-time session. So if there's a specific thing that you're struggling with when it comes to building the life that you want and the dream career that you want, we can work on whatever it is. That if it's just you feeling stuck with your brand messaging, reach out to me. And then I have a 12-week program where it's 12 weeks of me holding your hand, cheering you on, guiding you. That is more for the personal brand strategy. So as a strategist, I am able to give you more of a blueprint and the right tools and the resources that you need and really give you strategy. Now, if you want more of a breakthrough session, that's not something I'm offering now, but in the future, I will be offering it. However, I could do small sessions of helping you break limiting beliefs within your brand. So again, personal brand strategy. And I have a story coaching intensive. Well, it's a brand story intensive, and we go through your story from beginning to end and use your story in a way that you can build your dream life and share your story in a way that's going to build opportunities, career opportunities, life opportunities. Your story is the one thing that is so different from other people. And as you guys heard my story about me going through a breakthrough, now I could use it in a way to sell. So I just wanted to kind of share that with you guys, because the power of story is everything. And we all have stories hidden. It's not just one main story that we have. Yes, we have our personal brand story and our life story, but there are so many stories within you that can really help you create the life that you want. So if you're ready to become better than you were yesterday, share your story, build a brand that is going to help you build a dream life, then I'm here to help you. So reach out to me. You can follow me on Instagram, or go to my website, fill out the application to work with me. And I am super excited to hopefully get the chance to work with you, because I know you have something to offer to this world. We all do. You have a story to share. You have strength, skills, and a personality that is unique. And you can use that to grow and to build that personal brand that you want. So anyways, thank you guys for listening. I can't wait to share more. There's so much I wanted to talk about, but I do want to keep these episodes a little short. And I think I overdid it on this episode. So anyways, I will talk to you later. Remember, live well, be bold, and I'll talk to you later. Guys, I just totally messed up the outro, but I'm going to go for it. All right, much love.